Okay, we are not far from kickoff between the Falcons and the Texans. Randy, tell us what you're going to be looking for tonight.
I think playmakers, and in particular, it may seem strange to say that because the playmaker is no longer a tight end with the Falcons. We know that. But they got to find out what Levine Toilolo can do and what Bear Pascoe or Shuler, whoever, supplies them behind Toilolo. And that's not to say that they're going to be an automatic third down target like Tony Gonzalez was. They're not going to be that. You know that better than I do. But I do think they have to. You have to show that the defense is going to have to respect them. And the battle for the last receiver spot is going to be fascinating as well. You mentioned Reedy and Ebert's fighting for that too. So some free agent is going to make their way a long way toward making the club.
There's no doubt about it, Randy. And, you know, the one thing that I want to see from those tight ends as well is in their man-to-man situations, I think we might see some big plays from our tight ends tonight. I was watching the film last week, which you called as well, and Jadeveon Clowney is being asked now to play man-to-man coverage mm-hmm. against tight ends. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, he was struggling.
He got beat in to the corner of the end zone.
He got beat.
In their game against Arizona.
Yeah. It was called back. There was a holding call. But I think we're going to see our tight ends get loose tonight, unless Jadeveon Clowney is a really quick learner, which he may be. Another thing that we want to look out for is Devontae Freeman. And I had a chance to sit down with him last week, and I wanted to see what we talked about.
You grew up in rough neighborhood, right?
Right.
How has that made you a stronger person? A lot of people fall victim to their circumstances in life, but you're here. How were you able to overcome the adversity that you faced?
First, I feel like you gotta have a vision. You gotta definitely be with God first. And you just gotta dream. If you dream every day, I believe anything is possible. Because if I think of something and I dream of something, I feel like God put that in my vision. That means it's accomplished. Because if it wasn't, I wouldn't dream it. I feel like God, like, he wouldn't put that in my dreams. But I see stuff, and I, like, growing up, I was having them dreams, and I always dreamed of being in the NFL, taking care of my family and stuff. And it's kind of like one of those things where I had tunnel vision, so I blocked everything out. I feel like if you had that tunnel vision and you dream, I could get it. Because if I'm consistent, I can keep it. So I just had, those were some things that helped me.
What's one thing that one person has said that has inspired you, that has motivated you?
I remember a guy telling me, if I do everything like I have one chance and one opportunity in life, with life, period. And that's what I did. I treated everything like it's my last shot. I only got one shot. I can't blow it and do it right just one time. And you'll get it. And that's what I did.
All right, Devontae, what drives you?
The main thing drives me is struggling first. And family, I saw my family struggle like bad, and I wanted to get out of the environment that I was in. So I did everything I had to do and everything that I could control to protect and get my family in a better situation. My mom and my grandma, they was the men in my life because of my father. He was like in and out legal things, so they had to step up. And I got to a point where I was like, I need to step up. I was young, but I realized and I knew what was going on. So I went out and found jobs. There was a lot of guys, a lot of mentors that helped me along the way. And I had tunnel vision, and I had dreams. So I just followed my dreams and kept that tunnel vision and blocked everything out, and it was the sky's the limit.
So where some people have adversity and it crushes them, it empowered you.
It empowered me. I feel like it made me stronger. That's why I like football. Football is nothing. It's nothing compared to like what I've been through. And I ain't saying I had the hardest life in the world, but compared to what I saw and what I had to go through, football is like a big blessing. It's still fun to me. Like I feel like a lot of guys get sidetracked and they forget that football is fun. It's a business and it's fun. I let my fun take care of the business, and I feel like it'll be all right.
What a dynamic young man. I mean, this is the type of guy that you want in your locker room. He's mature beyond his years, Randy, and a couple of the things that he said just blew my mind that he had that wisdom at that age, you know, coming in, and he's going to be a dominant force, not just in the locker room, but also on the football field. Randy, I know you really like what you saw out of him in the first preseason game. Tell us what it is about his game that excites you.
Well, one thing is it looks to me like when he gets an opportunity to go north-south, he goes north-south. Not that he doesn't have the quickness or the speed to create something on the edge if necessary, but you see a lot of rookies, especially when they come into this league, do a little too much dancing. And in another way, you got to dance with the one that brung you. That means getting north-south as quickly as you can. And to me, it looks to me like he has that instinct. And you know what he sounds like to me?
What
sounds
that?
Like young Warrick Dunn, and that's a good thing.
Oh, that's a great thing. That'd be a great thing for this organization, as we know. And, you know, he definitely has that ability to hit it and get it. And he also has the ability to stop on a dime. I mean, he'll stop on a dime and give you two nickels. Yeah. This guy is quick as a cat. You know, one thing just about the running back situation in general is will this team keep four tailbacks? You know, you're probably going to want to keep a fullback. Hagans is looking pretty good. DeMarco's solid as well. But you're talking about Steven Jackson, who will be back eventually. You have Jaquiz, Antone Smith, and Freeman. It's something that I think you'd have to consider because they're all such great playmakers and can also be forced for you on special teams.
And I was going to say, and you know this, again, better than I, that the special teams performance is going to make or break somebody in that formula. The elephant in the room is, can Steven Jackson be what the Falcons hoped when they acquired him? That's kind of the elephant in the room. And it's almost like things will domino from there as to what the rest of the makeup of the running back situation looks like.
We hope he gets healthy, and if he doesn't, it looks like we're going to be okay with some really solid depth. Now, Randy, are you ready to go call this ball game?
I'm ready to get down to game focus time, and I appreciate you bringing me in. You know, you took a step back in the cosmetic department and co-host. So, you know, Rashawn to Randy, that's kind of like Miss America to Animal House. You know, so I appreciate the invite.
All right, Randy, thank you so much for joining us. It really was a privilege and a pleasure. Can't wait to see you call that game tonight.
All right.
Now, when we come back, Jonathan Babineau takes us inside the Falcons Grill Competition. Wait until you see who wins.